106.3 ESPN presents the Astoria High School Coaches Show Rube Report. A weekly update on what's happening with Astoria High Athletics with Athletic Director Coach Howard Rube and co-host Dane Gouge.
Brought to you by Northwest Lending Group,
Clatsop Community College,
Astoria Ford,
Aquafina from Van Dusen Beverages,
Peter Pan Market and Deli,
Joe's Mobile,
Seaside Outlets,
Astoria Warrenton Area Chamber of Commerce,
Knutson Insurance.
We got to turn it up and we take it into a million. Here are your hosts, Howard Rube and Dane Gouge.
Welcome to the Rube Report Coaches Show. This is Howard Rube, Athletic Director, Head Football Coach, Head Track Coach of your Astoria High Fighting Fishermen. I'm very excited to be back with you for another school year. I'll be joined by Mr. Dane Gouge, owner-operator of Astoria Ford, former voice of the Fishermen. We have a great show lined up, so please stay with us.
Oregon's oldest family business is right here in Clatsop County, Van Dusen Beverages. When you choose Aquafina, you're supporting our whole team and our families, too. We're your coaches, troop leaders, and neighbors. Our kids attend school in Napa, Astoria, Warrenton, and Seaside. Did you know Van Dusen Beverages donates Aquafina to every local high school and Camp Kawanalong too? So be sure to buy local and remember, it's not water, it's Aquafina.
Seaside Outlets, over 100,000 square feet of savings and shopping. Great food for every member of your family. Featuring great names in retail like Nike, Eddie Bauer, Pendleton, Bath & Body Works, Rack Room Shoes, Rue 21, and Carter's. And it's all just a few blocks from the beach. Plus, there's no sales tax.
Seaside Outlets, 1111 North Roosevelt Highway 101 and 12th Avenue. Visit seasideoutlets.com.
The Peter Pan Market and Deli is the perfect place to gather for a quick snack and one of their signature sandwiches before the game. Enjoy covered outdoor seating or sit inside with beers and ciders on tap and wine by the glass. You can relax with friends before heading to the game. Make Peter Pan Market and Deli your morning stop too. Grab a coffee and a bagel or other breakfast treat before work. Order ahead at peterpan2go.com. Peter Pan Market and Deli, 712 Niagara Avenue, Astoria. Your local corner store and more.
Hi folks, these sports teams that we follow pride themselves on a long tradition of excellence. The same goes for the place you choose for your home loan. Northwest Lending Group is one of the longest continually operating mortgage lenders in Clatsop County. We've been here over 20 years. I invite you to give us a try. Let us show you how we've earned over 98% customer satisfaction rating. Find us at 1227 Commercial Street in Astoria, by phone at 503-325-4116, or apply online at nwlendinggroup.com.
Northwest Lending Group is an equal housing lender. NMLS 1469420, ML2891.
With Knutson Insurance, you can have peace of mind knowing that your home, vehicle, health, and more are protected. Our staff of professionals takes the time to learn about your needs and goals and works with you to develop a successful insurance program. Call 503-325-1541. Or go online for a quote today at Knutsons.com. Knutson Insurance, proud to be a part of the community and a proud sponsor of Clatsop County Youth Sports. Knutson Insurance, coverage made for you.
This is the Astoria High School Coaches Show Rube Report on ESPN Radio 106.3. Here are your hosts, Howard Rube and Dane Gouge, with the latest on Astoria High Athletics.
Welcome back to the Rube Report Coaches Show. We'd like to remind everyone to please support our participating sponsors, Mr. Dane Gouge of Astoria Ford, Van Dusen Beverages, Clatsop Community College, the Northwest Lending Group, Peter Pan Market and Deli, Joe's Mobile, Seaside Outlet Mall, the Astoria Warrenton Chamber of Commerce, and Knutson Insurance. We got a long list of sponsors, Mr. Gouge.
That's awesome. We're back. And we're on 106.3 FM ESPN. We're in the big time, baby.
ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio. You know when they talk about the media talking about that? That's us. We're the media.
We are now the media. We have a sports talk show on ESPN.
Yeah, and you are a dual threat because you're coach and the media.
Okay. Let's do it this way. We'll do it like this. You're the media, and I'll just be the coach giving the coach input.
I don't know if I want the coach that many times on the show.
Well, speaking of which, I am wondering when they're going to rename this show.
Well, it might be renamed. We just haven't been told yet.
That's true.
I thought Dane Gouge's show would be great.
Well, as our listeners, previous listeners from past seasons know, it should be because you do carry the show. Yeah, your back is a little sore for carrying me all these years.
And we'll have a survey up. And you can we're not that big yet.
But it's exciting to be back. It's exciting that our local market is carrying, you know, ESPN.
Yeah, that's awesome.
For a choice of our local radio network. So appreciate the Ohana Media Group making that happen. I've actually told people years ago, I never would have known what satellite radio was, but they took away the sports show at that time.
Right.
And I would have never known what satellite radio was, and I never would have known what country music was.
Yeah, that is true.
Because, you know, it might be even 15 years now. I don't even know how long ago it was.
Been a bit.
Because they had ESPN.
Right.
And then for whatever reason, it went away. And so then you had to start looking. I had to start looking for other choices.
Right.
Not that the other local choices aren't fantastic. In fact, our show last year was on 102.3. And
yeah,
we loved being on Classic Rock and appreciate the Classic Rock station.
And back in 1972, we were on Cast AM. I heard it on the AM radio.
In 1972. In 1972, all the shows were on AM radio.
I wasn't even playing football yet, so there you go.
That's true. Neither of us were, I don't think.
Well, we got a lot of stuff to do today.
We do. We have, this week we're back in action already. School, the kids aren't even in school yet, but our contests have started on Tuesday of this week. We had boys soccer hosting Taft. Our JV kids won 3-2. Our varsity team had a tough 5-4 loss. Owen Williams had 4 goals. Yeah, we're going to do some research to see. That's got to be, if it's not a school record, it had to have tied somebody. I can't imagine a lot of our kids over the years have scored as many as 4 goals in one game. So senior Owen Williams, congratulations. They were back in action again Thursday of this week at Banks. And Banks, interestingly, speaking of Banks, they are back in our league this season for boys soccer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the match on Thursday of this week is still going to be a non-league match. It won't count towards the league standings. We will play them 2 more times, and those will count towards the league standings for boys soccer. But they ended up doing a cooperative agreement with Vernonia, which brought their enrollment, because you have to add both schools' enrollments when you agree to do that.
Right.
So that took them back up from 3A into 4A for soccer. So they were placed back in our league for soccer. So,
wow.
And then we're going to see them in some non-league stuff. Volleyball, we'll see them in a non-league contest. I need to double check if girls soccer will see them. I believe we will. And then certainly Friday night for football.
Right. The season opener.
The season opener for the varsity team at Banks.
Yeah.
So
good stuff.
Yeah, and we'll play them in a fresh soft football game at 2 o'clock Thursday is happening. So a lot going on. The point is there's a lot going on this week, even though we're not in school. We're back. We're hard at it, and our kids and coaches have been hard at it. And I'm really impressed with how hard everybody has been working, not only just since we officially started August 14th, but throughout the summer with summer workouts. Coach Dan Leary does an amazing job as our strength and conditioning coach. Our kids have really done a tremendous job working with him throughout the spring and through the summer to get ready for this fall season. So we're looking forward to it. It's going to be good.
Really fortunate to have him in the gym. He knows what he's doing. So that's good.
Yeah,
that's
he's been a great hire for us. He's I believe this is basically year 3, but it's a little through the pandemic. It was, you know, it gets all confusing. When did you actually start? But we are very fortunate to have him.
Cool. Well, let's take a little break and then we'll jump right back into the sports and the teams. We've got a lot of stuff to do.
Yes, we do. And the first thing we'll do is, as you said, we'll get a commercial break in right now.
Tune in to ESPN 106.3 for the Astoria High School Coaches Show with your hosts, Astoria High Athletic Director, Coach Howard Rube, and Dane Gouge. Join Howard and Dane as they discuss the latest news, highlights, and updates from the Astoria High School sports scene. From football to basketball, volleyball to soccer, and everything in between. Get an insider's look into the world of Astoria High sports as Coach Rube and Dane Gouge share their insights, analysis, and predictions.
Brought to you by Northwest Lending Group,
Clatsop Community College,
Astoria Ford,
Aquafina from Van Dusen Beverages,
Peter Pan Market in Delhi,
Joe's Mobile,
Seaside Outlets,
Astoria Warrenton Area Chamber of Commerce,
Knutson Insurance.
Don't miss out on the action. Tune in Friday nights at 6 right here on 106.3 ESPN to catch the Astoria High School Coaches Show Rube Reports. Go Fishermen! Joe's Mobile in Astoria, the home of Mobile Synergy Fuel and Diesel. Also, last-minute groceries, snacks, cold beverages, hunting and fishing licenses, propane, firewood, and so much more. Pump your own fuel during overnight hours or get friendly full service during regular daytime hours. EBT and all credit and debit cards are accepted. Fuel and Diesel, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Get your mojo on.
1701 Marine Drive in Astoria.
At Clatsop Community College, you can start here and go anywhere. Take college-level classes at your high school through CCC and save time and money on expensive university degrees. Head to a university knowing you already have general classes done so you can focus on the next level of your education. Contact your high school counselor for more information on classes available. Start here, go anywhere with Clatsop Community College.
Les invitamos a llamar al 503-338-2411 para servicio en español.
Regina here from your Astoria Warrenton Area Chamber of Commerce, reminding you that the Great Columbia Crossing 10K Run Walk across the Astoria Megler Bridge is on Sunday, October 8th. You can help us make it a great event by volunteering with us in a number of roles like packet pickup, shuttle helpers, and finish line crew. There is a big change to parking for this year's event. If you are a participant, you will receive an email with directions to alternate parking locations with shuttle service to the starting line. More event info at greatcolumbiacrossing.com.
At Dane Gouge's Astoria Ford, whether you're buying, selling, or trading, you always get the best deals. Have you ever wanted to custom order your own vehicle built just the way you want it? Well, now you can. Ford is prioritizing custom orders, and they can get you started on your order right away. With several 2023 models to choose from, stop by Dane Gouge's Astoria Ford today and start your order. Dane Gouge's Astoria Ford, 1809 Ensign Lane, right across from Costco Gas, or visit online at astoriaford.net.
This is the Astoria High School Coaches Show Rube Reports on ESPN Radio 106.3. Here are your hosts, Howard Rube and Dane Gouge, with the latest on Astoria High Athletics.
Welcome back to the Rube Report Coaches Show. I'm joined by Mr. Dane Gouge, owner-operator of Astoria Ford. Well, what would you like to talk about first?
Well, let's break down. We're going into a new season. You guys have had how many practices?
Well, officially, since August 14th, soccer teams have been going once a day. Volleyball has been going twice a day. Football started out with our, we brought back our prideful three a days with the kids coming in morning, noon, and night. We are now, you know, other than, you know, back in the day, 15 years ago, you didn't worry that much about how many minutes you were on the field and how many minutes you were conditioning and how many minutes were structured as considered teaching
right.
time. And that's for all sports. That originally, so that all started to change with football. And now they do that for all the fall sports.
Right.
We are all under the auspices of, okay, if you're going to do a two-a-day schedule or a three-a-day schedule, you're only allowed this many minutes to do this and you're only allowed this many minutes to do that. And so, you know, that's been interesting this time around, making sure that we're being compliant.
Right.
And, but it's been good. It's been really good. And the teaching time is really important. We have a lot of kids that missed a lot of opportunity to participate in sport when we shut down
right.
in 20. So the teaching time is really, really important. We're getting back to having some really great numbers out for our fall sport teams. Our soccer numbers for both the boys and girls are off the charts, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Football is steady. We're around 50. Cross country, we'd like to get a couple more, but our numbers are okay at around a dozen, which are kind of typical numbers. But these kids, they need a lot of instruction because they lost a lot of that.
Right.
When we were shut down. So the extra teaching time has been good.
Yeah, those kids were coming through middle school and now into high school, missing a couple years of stuff. So
yeah. Well, and even like our senior class, they were underclassmen at the time, and they really missed out. They're a little behind the eight ball as well,
right,
when you think about it in terms of training age. You know, we use the term training age all the time. What's their training age?
And right.
There is a difference between a kid that's been playing since the age of seven and a kid who's just coming out for the second year.
Right.
There's a difference. It doesn't mean that that difference can't be made up. I'm not trying to suggest a kid's doomed because he didn't start at the age of seven. That's not the case at all.
No.
But there is a little difference.
Yeah, there's guys in the NFL that their first year of playing football was high school senior.
Sure, absolutely.
And they were so good that they made it to college, which
right.
was probably the reason that the coach went and saw this basketball kid at 6'8" and 270 pounds and said, oh, we might need you on the football team. Yeah,
exactly. That's exactly right. So that's been good. If we jump specifically into the boys soccer program, for example, we have a nice size of seniors out. I think we're finally going to be able to not have to talk about all year long how young we are.
Right.
We finally have some upperclassmen and some good senior leadership within the program. I know Coach Kane has set, they've elected four captains, two seniors, two juniors. And I mentioned Owen Williams scoring his four goals. And Owen is a really solid student athlete, one of our track state qualifiers the last couple seasons. And so the athleticism and the skill development is going to be there for the boys soccer team. They're frustrated how their defense kind of let them down. You know, 5-4 is a
high scoring game in soccer.
Yeah. I've always equated a soccer goal to like a touchdown in football.
Right.
So that's like a 35-28 football game. That's
right.
A pretty good scoring football game.
That's exactly true, too. That's,
yeah.
It
and,
is.
You know, a lot of soccer games are more like 1-1, 2-1,
yeah.
1-0. Oh, those are more common soccer scores.
Right.
So 5-4 is kind of an anomaly.
Yeah.
You know, it's great. Some of the modern technology and the soccer programs are using now are the film to evaluate. And so, you know, we never did that before, but we now have permanent cameras in the gyms and at CMH Field. And I know Coach Kane kind of made a change in practice after giving up five goals. It was like, we're just going to go to the high school and watch film on Wednesday. We're not.
Right. See where that.
We don't. It doesn't do us any good. We're not going to get ready to play Banks on Thursday any better by being out on the field kicking the ball. These kids need to see exactly what they did wrong to give up five goals.
And, right.
You know, that's kind of a new thing for soccer. That certainly wasn't part of soccer when we first got it going at the high school level. Where,
right.
You know, it's
a lot
kinda,
of changes.
Right. You know, film review and using film to critique and evaluate and help kids learn from mistakes has always been real prevalent with football, for example.
Right.
But it's kind of new to the soccer game. And we're glad that we have the technology and the coaches willing to use it.
Well, every sport from, you know, major leagues, pro football, major league baseball, their analytics is a big thing. And it just started, you know, like 10 years ago. So it's leaking down all the way to the high school and probably
right.
even lower.
Yeah.
Where they're watching film and then they can show the kids where they needed to be and maybe they weren't.
Absolutely. So much so that at the high school level, you're seeing sideline cameras. And you have
iPads.
The iPads are in full use. Kid comes off the field. You can show them instantly, hey, this is what happened. This is what you need to fix.
Yeah, just let's not do that with my golf game. Oh, that makes a lot of sense. No wonder.
Don't worry, Mr. Gouge. Nobody really wants to watch your golf game.
That's true.
You're a tremendous slouch.
Especially my partners in the tournament.
Oh, we were a mess this year, speaking of the golf tournament. Oh, my gosh. So was this our third year?
As a Jordan Poyer tournament? Yes. First in the first year and last in the last two years.
We went from first to worst.
Came out strong.
In our annual Jordan Poyer golf tournament.
Yeah.
We should throw Kai and Jimmy under the bus a little
Why,
bit.
They're the guys that save us, but they haven't been the last 2 years.
That's true. Oh, shoot. Well, I think we got to get one more break in, do we
yep,
not?
Yep, let's grab a break and we'll get right back at it.
Sounds good.
Oregon's oldest family business is right here in Clatsop County, Van Dusen Beverages. When you choose Aquafina, you're supporting our whole team and our families, too. We're your coaches, troop leaders, and neighbors. Our kids attend school in Napa, Astoria, Warrenton, and Seaside. Did you know Van Dusen Beverages donates Aquafina to every local high school and Camp Kawanalong, too? So be sure to buy local, and remember, it's not water, it's Aquafina.
Seaside Outlets, over 100,000 square feet of savings and shopping. Great food for every member of your family. Featuring great names in retail like Nike, Eddie Bauer, Pendleton, Bath & Body Works, Rack Room Shoes, Rue 21, and Carter's. And it's all just a few blocks from the beach. Plus, there's no sales tax.
Seaside Outlets, 1111 North Roosevelt Highway, 101 and 12th Avenue. Visit seasideoutlets.com.
Hungry? Thirsty? Craving something delicious? Get to the Peter Pan Market and Deli in Astoria. They've got your cravings covered, from fresh sandwiches and salads to gourmet coffee and snacks. The deli is stocked with hand-picked ingredients, ensuring the highest quality in every bite. Need groceries? You're covered there too, with a wide selection of necessities and locally sourced products. The Peter Pan Market and Deli at 712 Niagara Avenue in Astoria. Visit online at peterpantogo.com for online ordering options. Taste the difference at Peter Pan Market and Deli.
Hi folks, these sports teams that we follow pride themselves on a long tradition of excellence. The same goes for the place you choose for your home loan. Northwest Lending Group is one of the longest continually operating mortgage lenders in Clatsop County. We've been here over 20 years. I invite you to give us a try. Let us show you how we've earned over 98% customer satisfaction rating. Find us at 1227 Commercial Street in Astoria, by phone at 503-325-4116, or apply online at nwlendinggroup.com.
Northwest Lending Group is an equal housing lender. NMLS 1469420, ML2891. With Knudsen Insurance, you can have peace of mind knowing that your home, vehicle, health, and more are protected. Our staff of professionals takes the time to learn about your needs and goals and works with you to develop a successful insurance program. Call 503-325-1541 or go online for a quote today at Knudsen's.com. Knudsen Insurance, proud to be a part of the community and a proud sponsor of Clatsop County Youth Sports. Knudsen Insurance, coverage made for you.
This is the Astoria High School Coaches Show Rube Report on ESPN Radio 106.3. Here are your hosts, Howard Rube and Dane Gouge, with the latest on Astoria High Athletics.
Welcome back to the Rube Report Coaches Show / Dane Gouge media-driven ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio.
I made it. Show.
ESPN Radio.
What does what's Dan Patrick call ESPN? The mothership. The mothership?
That's where he started. The mothership, yeah.
Yeah, we're part of the mothership now.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, when Dan goes off the radio in 4 years, then we can take his spot.
I'm sure that's what people will want.
Yeah. All across the nation. Who are these clowns?
Oh, shoot. So, we were talking that we've given boys soccer a heavy dose of airtime. The girls soccer team, as I said, they are opening with Banks, actually, Thursday as well. So it's kind of a Banks Brave weekend.
Right.
So make sure I get that right. So, yeah, girls soccer with Banks, JV football with Banks on Thursday, varsity football Friday, and boys soccer at Banks Thursday. So it's all about Banks.
So
right
what's what do you got with the football team? Who's where? What do we got going?
It's
not
really,
to give up too much stuff.
No,
I know Cole Linehan's probably listening right now.
I mean, no one's going to gain much from what I'm going to share, but the reality of it is we have a lot of guys. You know, when you talk about training age, we had a lot of guys making their first varsity football experiences the last 2 weeks in our scrimmage and in the Jamboree last weekend. Matt Evans, who is a senior returning player and elected captain, he's a returning starter. Teague Palmberg, a senior lieutenant, is a returning starter. Garrett Hillard is a returner who was a part-time starter as a junior last year. And beyond that, other than a couple guys, some guys up front got some spot starts last year. Ruben Saucedo, Victor Hedin. Victor's another one of our three captains. Garrett Hillard was also elected a captain. Those are our three senior captains, and they're doing a great job, an outstanding job with leadership. So are the other six seniors that we have in the program. Eric Gore is a sophomore starting quarterback.
All right.
So it's been a while since we've had a young well, you got to go back to Bo Williams in 19 was the last time we had a sophomore
right
starting under center. So they've and those kids in particular, those nine seniors and Quinn Gore, have really worked their tails off, are hungry for some success. So that's been very encouraging. We've, as I mentioned with Coach Leary, the football team in particular has done a really outstanding job of working on bettering their bodies, have really worked hard on their skill development with football. And so regardless of what year a kid in the football program is this year that you see out there on a Friday night, it might say senior on, you know, on the roster, but his training age with football is pretty limited.
Right.
Like, you know, Teague, Matt, Garrett are the main guys. Ruben Saucedo in the mix with some a decent amount of training age, but to be fair, not a ton of varsity football experience overall with the group.
Right. So your quarterback is
a sophomore. That's the guys starting in the. I'll have two sophomores starting at corner. We'll have a sophomore starting at free safety. Those guys will also basically serve as starters at receiver.
Okay.
Or they'll be running in plays, you know, with a couple other seniors like
Garrett's a
like
running
Teague
back,
and Sawyer Johnson. Garrett is going to be kind of how we approached last fall with Luke Cummings. Our focus will be to try to get Garrett Hillard the ball at least 20 times out of the backfield tomorrow night. So I guess that is something that maybe I gave to Coach Linehan.
Yeah, there you go.
But I don't think that's anything he didn't know.
Well, last year, everybody knew Luke Cummings was coming.
Correct. So. Yes, exactly.
It wasn't a mystery.
It was not a mystery. And so we gave enough of a sprinkle of things in the Jamboree last Friday. We will have them guessing a little bit. I mean, and we kind of did that purposely. We worked on some things that we might not necessarily, you know, it's stuff you want in your tool belt, so to speak, but not things that we necessarily want to use this week.
Right.
It's stuff that we might need to use later in the season.
Yeah, you don't want to throw everything out there. The kitchen sink.
Right, yes.
It is Banks and you want to win, but it's a non-league game.
Sure, exactly. Well, and you have to try to establish an identity for your offense and your defense.
Right.
And a year ago, we did a pretty good job of that against them defensively. The defense, you know, we ended up losing 28-7, but defensively, we played very solid against them last year. And we hope to be able to do some things personnel-wise to slow them down again. Really what hurt us last year in that week one game was our special teams play.
Right.
And even the offense.
Well, if the offense comes off the field right away, then defense gets tired. So
yeah.
It's like you gotta have sustained drives to give that defense, you know, some time.
Mm-hmm.
And if special teams isn't helping.
Right, yeah, no,
the fourth
we gave up a, they scored on the opening kickoff to start the second half a year ago. Obviously, that we can't allow that kind of thing to happen, whether it's to start the game or the second half. We had a punt blocked, which set up a 10-yard field for them.
Yeah,
that's not on the defense. You know, and then our offense, they scored a defensive touchdown against us on a fumble. So, yeah, so, you know, 21 of their 28 points were scored by other means than their offense. And
right.
We're hopeful that we've addressed some things with special teams that will be better in week one. Obviously, we feel like we can get the same type of defensive effort we did a year ago, even though we have a lot of new faces and a new defensive coordinator.
Right.
We've lost Coach Eterno, who has started a family, so congratulations
to
the Eterno family. The defensive coordinator duties are now resting with me again, which is how I started here. So many moons ago. Yeah, there you go. I knew. I couldn't wait for you to comment on that. So, no, it's actually, I think it'll be good. It'll be fun. We've elevated Coach Garrett Long from our middle school program. He's going to help coordinate the offense with new offensive line coach and defensive line coach Adam Jones. Coach Jones has had an outstanding coaching career in the Eugene-Springfield area. I've been the head coach at Springfield High, served as an assistant with some outstanding coaches like David Heiberger and Frank Geske and Those guys are bringing a lot to the table, some fresh ideas, and there's a lot of good energy right now, and we need to come out and play with some high energy and not only make it look like football Friday night, but make it look like good football and more consistently for a week one game than we did a year ago.
Right.
And start building confidence for the season.
Well, we'll look for the score. We'll be back at the Rube Report next week, 106.3 ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio, the mothership. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Attention sports fans. Looking for the most comprehensive and exciting coverage of your favorite teams and athletes? Tune into KAST 1370 AM for Oregon State University Beaver football. And on 106.3 ESPN, catch University of Oregon Duck football, the Seahawks, and Astoria High Fighting Fishermen football. And on 106.3 ESPN, catch the Coach's Show, the Rube Report, every Friday at 6 p.m. with a look at what's going on with Astoria High's athletic director, Coach Howard Rube.
Brought to you by Northwest Lending Group,
Clatsop Community College,
Astoria Ford,
Aquafina from Van Dusen Beverages,
Peter Pan Market and Deli,
Joe's Mobile,
Seaside Outlets,
Astoria Warrenton Area Chamber of Commerce,
Knutson Insurance.
Cheer on your favorite teams.
1, 2, 3, 3!
Joe's Mobile in Astoria, the home of Mobile Synergy Fuel and Diesel. Also, last-minute groceries, snacks, cold beverages, hunting and fishing licenses, propane, firewood, and so much more. Pump your own fuel during overnight hours or get friendly full service during regular daytime hours. EBT and all credit and debit cards are accepted. Fuel and diesel, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Get your mojo on.
1701 Marine Drive in Astoria.
At Clatsop Community College, you can start here and go anywhere. Take college-level classes at your high school through CCC and save time and money on expensive university degrees. Head to a university knowing you already have general classes done so you can focus on the next level of your education. Contact your high school counselor for more information on classes available. Start here, go anywhere with Clatsop Community College.
Les invitamos a llamar al 503-338-2411 para servicio en español.
Regina here from your Astoria Warrenton Area Chamber of Commerce, reminding you that the Great Columbia Crossing 10K Run Walk across the Astoria Megler Bridge is on Sunday, October 8th. You can help us make it a great event by volunteering with us in a number of roles like packet pickup, shuttle helpers, and finish line crew. There is a big change to parking for this year's event. If you are a participant, you will receive an email with directions to alternate parking locations with shuttle service to the starting line. More event info at greatcolumbiacrossing.com.
At Dane Gouges Astoria Ford, whether you're buying, selling, or trading, you always get the best deals. Have you ever wanted to custom order your own vehicle built just the way you want it? Well, now you can. Ford is prioritizing custom orders, and they can get you started on your order right away. With several 2023 models to choose from, stop by Dane Gouges Astoria Ford today and start your order. Dane Gouges Astoria Ford, 1809 Ensign Lane, right across from Costco Gas, or visit online at astoriaford.net.
Thanks for tuning in to the Astoria High School Coaches Show Rube Reports.
Brought to you by Northwest Lending Group,
Clatsop Community College,
Astoria Ford,
Aquafina from Van Dusen Beverages,
Peter Pan Market and Deli,
Joe's Mobile,
Seaside Outlets,
Astoria Warrenton Area Chamber of Commerce,
Knutson Insurance.
For the latest updates on Astoria High Athletics, stay tuned to 106.3 ESPN Radio. Go Fishermen. Tune in to ESPN 106.3 for the Astoria High School Coaches Show with your hosts, Astoria High Athletic Director, Coach Howard Rube, and Dane Gouge. Join Howard and Dane as they discuss the latest news, highlights, and updates from the Astoria High School sports scene. From football to basketball, volleyball to soccer, and everything in between. Get an insider's look into the world of Astoria High sports as Coach Rube and Dane Gouge share their insights, analysis, and predictions.
Brought to you by Northwest Lending Group,
Clatsop Community College,
Astoria Ford,
Aquafina from Van Dusen Beverages,
Peter Pan Market and Deli,
Joe's Mobile,
Seaside Outlets,
Astoria Warrenton Area Chamber of Commerce,
Knutson Insurance.
Don't miss out on the action. Tune in Friday nights at 6 right here on 106.3 ESPN to catch the Astoria High School Coaches Show Rube Reports. Go Fishermen!